The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, let's go. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. 18th of Sivan, Tavshin Pei, Wednesday the 10th of June. Rabbi Jonathan, guten Tag, I am. When shuls reopen, what to do with the sedras we will have missed? Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in and watching, whichever one it is you're doing. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you on this sugya, on this most interesting subject, which I personally do not yet face. Maybe some of us do, wherever we're listening. But here in England, the shuls haven't yet opened. The question is going to be, when there's been so many weeks of laning that's not happened on a Shabbos morning, what we've got to do when we get back to shul? Now, I'm aware that there have been garden minyanim, there's sort of been balcony minyanim, and that can make a difference. But let's look at the sugya, the actual halachics of it. Let's see the thing from its sources and see if we can get a clarity on which the question is going to be answered. When the first week we're back in shul, will we have to just lane that sedra that morning? Are there other sedras to make up? And surely there'll be different views on it. We're going to show where those different views are based. Let's share the sugi together. So, dear friends, I'd normally be speaking from the Stender in Leaside Crescent in Northwest London, but with the current situation, obviously, we've got to do it from a distance. And we've got Zoom, and it's being recorded. Those who are on Zoom might want to look at the shared screen I'm about to share, and you'll see a set of sources. If it'd been in Leaside Crescent, I'd give the source sheet out. We've got the source sheet. We're going to go through it together. It's quite a lengthy one. Hopefully, we'll get through it by the end of the half an hour allotted to us. Apparently, the source sheet will be available. I'll be able to store it for Kol HaLashon as well, so it can be seen in that way. And if you're listening at home or you want to listen to the shiur, if you get hold of a Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, that's if it's the big Shulchan Aruch, it's in Siman volume Aleph, and if it's in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Chelik Beis. Okay, so let's pitch straight in with the Ramah. In Bitlu, it's not a Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. In Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas Parsha B'Tzibur Le Shabbos Habo Kavin Ose Parsha and Parsha Chashaycha Le Ose Shabbos. And that's from the Ozerah. If the laning was cancelled on one Shabbos morning in congregational setting, then the next week they lane that parsha with the parsha together of the present Shabbos. Says the Mishnah. In other words, you make up what you missed out last week. That's presuming it's just 1 week. And so the Mishnah Berurah now comes and comments. What happens if there were many Shabbos? In Bitul Kama Shabbos, this is obviously our case. So there's now two schools of thought. Yesh Omrin. The first school is the Eini Krispa Shabbos Abba Kiyam HaSedra Achrena Smuch Lezu. All you should do is the one that has happened last. That's what you make up of. Yesh Omrin. And there's a second opinion that says the Tzorot LaHashtim Mitzvah Kol HaSedra Shabitlu, that you've got to make up all of the Sedras that you have missed. So here's a classic. If we go back to Shul in a few weeks' time, and whenever it is, so either it's just according to the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, it's just the previous week's sedra that we're going to lane, or it's going to be all of them. That's quite a difference, is it not? The nafka min, I suppose, is how big the kiddush is going to need to be. Presumably, you're going to have a break for kiddush in order to do that. How many hours that is going to take? Okay, so that is the Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes. And let me scroll down now and find you Rabbi Chiel Michel Epstein of Nevada, who is known to us by his work, the Orach HaShulchan. And he argues with Mishnah Berurah, or he doesn't really set out to argue with him, but he paskins very clearly He says very clearly, you've got to do the lot. He quotes the Elia Rabba. So what was for the Chofetz Chaim of the Mishnah Berurah Machlaikas, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the first day to be Mekel, the second day brought the Aruch HaShulchan, says very clearly that you have got to read them, you've got to lane them all. The question is, what is that machlokes based on? What are the two views actually based on? So there's a Rambam that says, a minhag b'shul b'chol Yisrael shemashlimim l'asatar b'shana achas maschilim b'shabbos achach hag sukkos v'kohen seder bereishis. You've got to go through the whole cycle of Torah readings from bereishis until the zayis habracha. And that's what you've got to do. The implication of that Rambam is that if you miss it, you've got to fill it in. And but the question is, how much you've got to fill in? So the school that says, or the starting point for saying that you've got to do a filling in, comes from the Ur Zoruah. The Ur Zoruah lived in Vienna. He lived in the 1200s in Vienna. He's one of the Rishonim. And he brings a once upon a time. There was an Uvda. There was a story. My Sahoya Bekalonia. There was once a story in a place called Colonia. Is that Cologne? I don't know. Be'echot shekibbe kovau or kibble. I don't know how to read this. Anybody can help me afterwards. I think it means be'kovau b'shabbos haroi likris pashas emer lakonim be'ikev atvida. It was sedra emer. And he did something. He stopped the davening. He stopped the davening. I think kovau means that he made a public complaint in front of the Sibur, which apparently was the way of getting, you know, advertising. The congregation, the community allowed you to do that, apparently. And this one took a whole long time. His complaint, whatever it was about, instead of calling an annual general meeting, he just called one then there before laning. And he stopped the davening, he stopped the laning, kolayim. And that lasted the whole day. Because Shigia Shabbos Habor, so it turned out by next Shabbos, they realized, obviously, that they've missed out laning the Shabbos. Siva Rebbe Lezeb Rebbe Shimon Lehaskol Pashas Emel Akonim, that what you've got to do is actually do last week's Sedra Emer and then go on to the Gambaha Sinai. Haroli Christ Oysa Shabbos, and also let's lane, not only last week, also this week. Asherai Lezelik Pashas Achas from the Torah, and not to skip out anything from the Torah, any Sedra, the Mimois Yeshua Rabbeinu, Mimois Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he says that Rambam that the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nesakein, that from his day to do a one Sedra per week and to do the Torah in a whole year. Then he deals with, perhaps you'll object and say, a couple of objections. Perhaps you'll, I'm telling you that you've got to, I'm passing for you that you should lane last week's Sedra before you go into this week's Sedra. I'll come up with two objections. Perhaps you'll object and say that when perhaps if you've missed that week, you've missed it. So he says, no, he comes back with a response, which you can see on the sources there. He brings a raya from Shabbos, when Shabbos occurs on Yom Tov, then we don't say that the Yom Tov laning pushed Shabbos away and that Shabbos' Sedra goes away entirely, like last Shabbos, the Shabbos before, for the second day of Shavuos, we pushed aside Noso. Oh, we filled it in the next week. So therefore, perhaps as well, that establishes a principle for our purposes here as well. A second contention is perhaps you shouldn't lane an extra sedra because of tircha de tzibura. He dismisses that one as well because we see that the tircha de tzibura stretches. We don't invoke tircha de tzibura normally to have two sedras when it's a double sedrad Shabbos. And therefore that is the ozarua, and that is the basis of the Ramah, that when you miss lane one Shabbos, then you fill it in the following week. That Ozerua is quoted by the Sefer HaGudah in Megillah, the Sefer Ozerua in Bitlu Shabbos HaTomid V'Lekora HaParsha Yikru HaParsha B'Shabbos HaBosh Shtei Parshas, and that sort of finds its way therefore into a sort of major statement, and this practice is therefore based on the Ozerua. But what about the issue of more than one Sedra? So here you've got the second major makor, the second major source is the Maram Mintz. And the Maram Mintz was asked another case. So where's the Ozaru was asked his question about Colonia. So here the Maram Mintz, who lived in the city of, he was from Mainz, which is about 50 miles outside the outskirts of Frankfurt. There's another city on the outskirts of Frankfurt, on the River Rhine, and that's the killer of Worms. Masha Alta, Masha Sheira, killer Kadosh of Worms. And there the incident happens on Shabbos Parshas Achodesh, which is Parshas Vayakub Pikudim Mechuborim. Guess what? Do you not remember that the first Shabbos that here in England we stayed out of shul, of lockdown, was indeed Parshas Achodesh Vayakub and Pikudim Mechuborim? And but what happened in the shul in Worms was like this. In the main shul in Worms, I said the main shul, you see why in a minute, because they called up six people. Nikru Shabbat Shisha Gavakadina. But when the Chazan came to call for Shavi to be mashed in the Sefer, for Chazak, as it were, a Nafal Taga, a fight or dispute, let's call it, broke out between two people, Ben Shnei Gavra. And what happened was the Sefer does Munach Betela, no laning. Now that's an argument in shul, if you've ever seen one. Right, 2 hours for laning to be put aside. They didn't manage to get laning for 2 hours, and they couldn't come to an agreement which one should get Shavi to do the Siyum HaSefer. And so they all went, most of the congregation went next door outside shul. They went to the Oren Kodesh and took out a Sefer Torah, and they adjourned to the Beis HaKnesses Shel HaBachurim, the youth minion, right? The Bachurim shul, securing tzumas, which I presume is like a tzumas, like a shtibul. And there they laned the Shavi and the Shlimo Sedekit Tikunam, and what was left in the main shul was 4 or 5 people. Those Bale Machlokes with Tzirufor, I suppose that means the people connected to it, the hangers on. So there you've got it. And now we come to next week to Sedra Vayikra. Mechulokim Atem, how to lane on Sedra Vayikra. Some of you think you're of the opinion that you should do Vayakra, put it with Vayikra, and you give reasons for that. You can see there in the text, if you look at the source, what the reasons are. And others hold that last week's Shavi'i in the Bochrim Shtibel was sufficient, and that group and that opinion dismisses whatever contentions there were for that laning not to count. But along comes Mara Mintz and says, no, well, the real issue is nearly to aim the Krespa Shabbos above Vayakub Pikudei, that on Shabbos Vayikra you should not make up what you missed on Vayakub Pikudei. Rag Maskala Sadra de Shavur de Vayikra, that you should only start laning, only laying what you should do the Shabbos, and this is Vayikra, and he gives several reasons for that. And in the course of that, he makes a statement that you can't lane 3 sedras on one morning. And he says the reason being that that the source for this practice is the Ozaro, which we just learned a few minutes ago, cited by the good Perek HaKorei. And the most that extends to is to laning 2 parashas on one Shabbos morning. But he didn't write, he says, the Maharam Mitz, Aval Loi Kosav in Bitul Gimel Odalet Shabbos Yikru Kolos Shabbos. The says Maharam Mintz, the Ozaro didn't write that if you've laid off laning for 3 or 4 Shabbosos, then you should catch them all up on one Shabbos. The Chaim Mistabra, and says the Maharam Mintz, and so it's logical to say so, Dimloi Kain Ainda Dava Soif, because if so, there'd be no end to the matter, you would end up with a coronavirus type of situation where you're going to have 15 Sedras to do. He says that's Ainda Dava Soif. And so indeed, he goes on further to say, you can see it underlined there, if Nispatel Shtei Shabbosos, Ein Koren B'Shabbos Abo Gimel Sedras, but Lomot Tinishim Duchtel, Koren Gimel Sedras B'Chad Shabbos, and he says, in our case, Vayakel Pikudev together with Vayikra and 2 Shabbosos, if there would be a further Shabbos, you wouldn't read 3 Sedras, because you never find 3 Sedras on one Shabbos. And so similarly with our case, where by Yakalim Pukudei, you simply do not lane by Yakalim Pukudei on Vayikra, you simply go on to Vayikra. It gives a further reason that you don't jump across with one laning, jump across from one safer to the other. Please have a look at the Maharam Mintz itself later, but we can sum up and say the Ozaru is telling us that you catch up the laning next week if you missed just one. The Maharam Mintz, when referring to as catching up a double sedra, says you don't do 3 in 1 week, and therefore if you've missed one Shabbat, more than one Shabbos, you don't lane at all the lanings that you've missed. And the Ramah, which is our practical halacha in Shulchan Aruch, brings the Ozer that you catch up on Shabbos, believes
Kol Halashon
silent what to do where there have been several Shabbosos, and that's why we go to the Achronim, and that's why that you can see that there's room for a machloikas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan on whether to just do one Sedra that you've missed first day in the Mishnah Berurah, or to do all the Sedra that you missed second day in the Mishnah Berurah, and the view of the Aruch HaShulchan. You can see in the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham on the Ramah brings the Maran Mitz and Paskins like him not to do three Sedras on one Shabbos if it's Vayikra, be good together with Vayikra. And also like the Maran Mitz, he won't allow you to cross to the end from one Sefer to the other, from Shemois to Vayikra, from Bereshis to Shemois. And says, like the Maran Mitz, that all you would do if it was Vayikra, be good that you'd missed, all you would do is Vayikra. But where it starts to get interesting is with the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah is a Talmud Chover of the Magen Avraham, and he's the first to Paskin, it would seem, that you do, if you miss more than 1 week, then you fill them all in. You can see that underlined. The Pisa Nirli Huadin Keshebitlu Shnaim Moshloshi Shabbosos Yikru Kola Pasha Shebitlu Bepam Achas. If you missed two or three Shabbosos, you read all the Pashas that you missed and you fill them all in at once. And that's not like the Maharam, and he sort of dismisses what the Maharam Mintz had put forward. So that's the Eli Rabba to be Machmir. However, there's a classical sefer on Kriyas HaTorah was by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margulis. He lived about 100, well, he lived, 100 or so years later, in the 1700s to the 1800s. And here's the Shari Ephraim, which, as I said, is the classical sefer on Kriyas HaTorah. And so he says, in Bitlu Kriyas HaSeder b'Shabbos Achas, Machmas Eze Oynes, Azale Shabbos Abo Koin Oysa HaSeder Maseder HaShach LaOysa Shabbos. So if it's only 1 week, you catch up 1 week and, before you do the laning of that Shabbos. And says, then he says further, and similarly, if you have battled many Shabbosos, Eini Kriyas Kol Masher Bitlu, then you don't catch up them all, you just catch up the last one. And that's the Deya Hamakeles, and then he brings a Machmir position. Umi shereitz alina glikros mashe bitlu shabbos shemechuborin or shalkama shabbosos emad nichinaso. We don't reject and neglect somebody who comes up with a position of practicing that you to lane everything either in the Maram's position, or of where many Shabbosos were neglected. If you want to do it, his position is that the Ikar, it seems to be Ikar, then you only catch up one Sedra. But he says if you want to be sort of extra Machmeh, if you want to be Noig Likros Mashabidlu Kama Shabbosos, then we allow you to do so. We don't view you as out of order. Ein Maznichin Oisai. I believe that Shari Ephraim is the basis then of that Mishnah Berurah that we started with. And that Mishnah Berurah, which we'll find again in Bitl Kama Shabbosos, Yesh Omrim De'ein Likros B'Shabbos Abo Kima Sedra Achrona HaSmuchel Azu, the first opinion, like the Shari Ephraim, like the Maram Mintz, that all you do is the last Sedra. V'Yesh Omrim De'ein and then the Deah Machmira, V'Yesh Omrim De'ein La'ashtim B'Zibuk Sedra Bitlu. And then he brings the second one. So what I'm saying is that the Mishnah Berurah sort of seems to take his sort of template, as it were, from the Shari Ephraim, these two opinions. And then he says something very interesting, because it would seem that after bringing the two opinions, he's sort of machria, and he sort of takes a vote, as it were, as to of those two opinions. It would seem that the Mishnah Berurah sort of is voting with one. That's how I would read it, because he says umibir hagra mashma the sirulei kadeya horishoina. He says from the bir hagra it's mashma that he holds like this first opinion, and the question is what is the bir hagra? The bir hagra says something very interesting. The bir hagra says just as his normal practice is, sort of very terse wording. He says simply the following. He says on the first on the first day, it's the Bira grows on the Ramah. The Ramah is says that if, remember again, the Ramah says that if the Mavato on the laning on one Shabbos, then the next Shabbos, as he's quoting the Ozarua, on the next Shabbos, then you you lane what you've missed out. Says the Bira grow the following words, Kemosha Kosov, or Kemosha Ninsa, but Tefila, Tavala Hispalo. He says, let's look at the laws of, let's look at the halachas of davening, laws of tefillah. What's the laws of tefillah? If you miss a Shemona Esra out, then you, Tavala Yispala Shachris, Mispala Mincha Shtayim, Tavala Yispala Mincha, Mispala Ma'ar Shtayim, Tavala Yispala Ma'arvis, Mispala Shachris Shtayim. So we see, says the Vilna Gaon is saying, that we have a precedent here. What to do? And here, I suppose he's saying, the Oz Zeruah has told us, he's been mechadish to us, if you miss laning on one Shabbos, then you fill it in the following week. Says the Vilna Gaon, who came up with that idea? Perhaps he's not allowed to do that. Perhaps the takana is that of Kriyas HaTorah was one Seder at a time. But who says that you can fill in last week's? So the Vilna Gaon is telling us, I think he's saying, that is based on Hilchas Tefillah. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah is obviously a different set of halachas, but at the end of the day, they're both, this is what the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying, both Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah are sort of public manifestations of Jewish religious activity, otherwise known as Avodas Hashem in Pitzibur. And if we find with Tefillah that you've missed out, skip one, you fill it in again. So similarly, if you skip laning once, you fill it in again. And that is what the Bira Gra says. That's the thinking behind the Ozarua's position, which is the Ramah's position, that if you've missed laning on Shabbos, then you skip it, and you skip it out, then you fill it in the following week. Now the Sharit, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so on that Bira Gra, the Mishnah Berurah says, when Bira Hagra Mashma, the Svira Lei Kader Rishonah. The Mishnah Berurah infers from that Bir Hagra that the Vilna Gaon himself, by bringing that as a comment on the Ramah and on the Ozarua, it implies that the Bir Hagra's position is like the Ozarua. That the Bir Hagra's position is like the Ozarua, that we say The whole practice of laning to be mashlim comes from, is based on the model, on the paradigm, posh English or Greek word, on the paradigm of tefillah. And so it's obviously, therefore, since the Bira Gra based laning on tefillah as far as filling in, therefore he holds that it's only as good, the comparison only stretches as far as tefillah. And we only allow it to operate for one, the missing of one Shabbos is laning, not for more than one. In other words, he's restricting the Ozarua, as the Maram Mintz did. He's restricting it to, says the Chofetz Chaim, he's restricting it to compensating for one Shabbos, not for many Shabboses. That is indeed how the Sharet Zion, Mishmur himself, or Chofetz Chaim himself, in Sharet Zion, explains that the reason why the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishmur, hold that the Bira Gra, it implies that he holds like that first opinion, and by the fact that the Bira Gra compared the laning, compensating laning to Hashlam Satvila. And there we surely have it well established in Simen Kuf Ches that Hashlamas HaTefillah only works from your last tefillah back, but not for anything more than that. And that's that's what driving the thinking of the Chofetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah to as it were to marshal the Bir Hagra and the Vilna Gaon to determine between the two deos and to come up with a makel pesach to only lane one to only make up one sedra that has been missed. I believe further that you can say that the makel view of only making one sedra up on the Shabbos is based on what both the Ozru and Maramint had argued, that you can't just invent a new mode of laning or Shabbos sort of tefillah b'tzibur operation, and like the Bir Agra, the tefillah is a precedent where you can only make up the last tefillah, not only further back. And so that explains what the Deah HaMachmira is, that only to use one tefillah, only to lane one sedra back. But what about the other position? What about the Eli Rabba and the Orcha Shulchan, right, to take the early and later Stachroinim, in their Churidika position, they do all the sedras. So I think that their view must be based on this Rambam, that there's an obligation of laning everything in the course of the year. And if you missed it, whether you missed out one or you missed out 15, it's the same thing. The Gemara is silent, and therefore we've just got to, as it were, we've got to come to an understanding. And yes, the Ozura only says one sedra back, and the Maramint objects to more than one sedra back. But look, he says that the Rambam sort of binds us, it would seem to be their argument. Rambam binds us because it requires us as a tzibur to make up, to get through the cycle the whole year. And if you're going to make up, then you can make up. And as for the Vilna Gaon's suggestion that we're bound by Hilchos Tevilah, then, well, they put it aside. Look, Kavodah b'Mekomo Munach. And it's not even the Vilna Gaon sort of openly saying so. It is the Chofetz Chaim saying so as his deher in the Vilna Gaon. So they would say Kavodah b'Mekomo Munach, and our view is that the silence of the Gemara and the and everything else, and it's our obligation to make everything up that we have missed. So the Maisa. Let me stop the share at this point, and I hope you've been following with, and say that the Maisa, what to do when shuls are open, Mr. Shemmam should get there, Boris, etc. permitting. So, obviously, Baruch Hashem, each shul in Klal Yisrael is blessed with its Rav, and obviously, Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and but one can also say that there's several factors that perhaps can be taken into account. I think that what's worth knowing is that the Shaar Ephraim has got a further bit of a detail. The Shaar Ephraim says that the whole thing only applies if Bitlu laning ba'onis, v'imloi bitlu ba'onis, rak shloi hoya shom asor b'shabbos zeh, ein tzorch lahashlim b'shabbos abor. So the Shaar Ephraim adds that only applies where you're gathered for a minyan, and there was a minyan, but you missed out laning. He makes that chiddush, but he restricts it and says that if you never gathered for a minyan in shul in the first place, and I suppose kol shekein, if there was never any hava minyan of davening at all in shul on Shabbos in the first place, and that went on for several weeks, then that Shaar Ephraim would also say would also help us to say that you haven't got an obligation at all to do any krisos oros, and that's obviously helpful in our situation because that's indeed what happened here in all our shuls. I think it's fair to say that there hasn't yet emerged a fixed consensus of Rabbonim either anywhere or here in England about what to do when we do go back. If Eretz Yisrael is anything to go by, I hear and I see that there are Machmirim who said that you've got to do the whole set of sedras. There will be Mekilim that say that only the last sedra or maybe even no sedras. And I think the main thing is that we should all be blessed by the Noshe Natora with Gesund and with strength and with Oisha and Nachas and Simcha. Amen, the Amen. Wish everybody a good day and a good morning, and hope we're able to meet together soon in person to learn Torah together. Thank you.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.